Caravan Node 420675 in South Wales, New York.
VA3DDT.
V3DZDW, B2KAO, good evening, sir.
And good evening, sir, to you as well. I was just out the backyard doing my Thursday CW practice from W1AW until the neighbor fired up a chainsaw, and then he proceeded to fire up a noisy lawnmower, so he drove me inside because I couldn't hear my little radio. But, I was surprised. I bought this little Russian radio a long time ago, and it's sitting here looking at and pretty. But an hour before, around 6 o'clock, I put it on charge again. But it's sitting here. I can turn it on. Just listen. This is, hang on one second here. Oh, it doesn't like me transmitting. Anyway, I can't give you a demo because I was going to let you listen to W1AW with a one foot whip antenna below ground here. I was still able to copy it, but I went outside and I found a coax, a foot long with one connector on. I stripped it back and put some jumpers on it, make a little dipole, and it was quite loud out there. So I was having fun with my little radio and doing my CW track as well. Then I noticed on the screen that a Z Cody hit in front of me as well.
This is the NY1US Altar node.
Oh, there you go. You can check yourself for well, that's kind of nice. 35-40 words a minute. When you don't, you might not necessarily get everything. You can fill in the blank.
That was it. I get the 35 going, and then when it drops to 30, I'm surprised how much I'm able to copy. It's shocking just sitting out there all by your itty bitty self with no distractions until change lawnmower fire up. Yeah, I guess I'll have to start doing that. Well, anyway, I'm going to make a little dipole up. If I hide it under the tree or something, a long wire, it'll work a little better, I think. I've got a BND connector, and I've got all kinds of adapters, BND to those 39, and I probably have a little permanent antenna that I can plug in the back and hide it in the tree or something.
I was thinking of the quiz here.
Oh, I did, if you want to call it Googling, but it was on Brady, one of the other browsers. The quiz for amateur radio operators, and it came up with the FEV exam, and it came up with the RAC exam and everything else. But there's one here, too, and I haven't texted, I got it right in front of me, but it says Quiz Grizz, G-R-I-Z, Quiz Grizz. And it says, you have the right frequency test, test your ham radio knowledge. And then at the bottom it says, start quiz. So I just left it on this page, and I'm going to click on it and see what the hell it's going to ask you, Kim.
Oh, very good. That sounds like fun. Yeah, very good. Well, I'll let you go ahead with that. You can tell me about it. Maybe propagation dependent. Maybe I'll hear you. Maybe I'll hear you tomorrow morning when I do Antares or whatever. The doing that will be on here at 8:30.
Gonna do the quiz with you here. We're gonna just go for it for fun because it looks like it's gonna be a simple one too. But I didn't ask this question. I don't know how many questions there are even. But there's the number one question: what piece of equipment do ham radio operators use to transmit and receive signals? And then you've got an oscilloscope, a telescope, a receiver, or a barometer.
How about the transceiver? Messages,
government surveillance, or broadcasting commercial music?
How about E, Bravo?
Yeah, what role does amateur radio play in emergencies? Okay, I need to keep scrolling down the big screen. A, provides communication when other systems fail, broadcast music to the public, monitors weather patterns, or predicts earthquakes. I think this is a goofy one.
Yeah, A, Alpha, and I'm going to knock off at 25 after 8 so that the doing that can start on 9. But the answer is A, Alpha.
That leads into the next question. What is the Morse code distress signal? I wonder what they got for it. Help, SOS, Mayday, or C2D?
Oh, how about SOS? C2D was before that, but SOS is an answer.
Correct. What is the term used for a radio station operating from a moving vehicle? Mobile station, remote station, portable station, or a fixed station. These questions are no good, Tim. They're meant for somebody just coming out of the crib, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. Of course, it's mobile. I'll give it a shot anyway.
Sounds a little more challenging. Up to your idea, if you know what I mean.
Well, up to yours too, my friend. We've had a good time. Well, I see that the Jays got shut out. I checked the score. Red Wings lost 7-2, but Washington. Cavalli pitched a one hitter for Washington this afternoon. Shut out the Cubs 7-0 or 6-0 or something like that. Through a complete game one hitter.
Is that what Jays lost 7-0?
Yes, sir. But you guys took 3 out of 4 from Boston.
That was close to the sweep. They said that Toronto had not had a 40-30 win yet this year. That was close to the game. What's going on now? We're getting back to Boston again and all these funny noises. Have they made changes yet, or what have they done? If they haven't put the news in the pump yet, I hope.
Oh, no. No, this is Frontier Fiber Internet. No, Will, the tortoise will be ordered as the new load of beard on me. Yeah. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you go, and I'll catch you in the morning or whatever tomorrow. Over to
okay, real quick, how was the dialogue?
Oh, it was excellent. I had that haystack sandwich, the steak sandwich, the steak and cheese, and the crispy hash browns, and the special mayonnaise, a bottle of water, and some ice cream. It was great.
Well, I thought you were going for the ribeye belt.
Well, we all three of us had the same thing. You know, it was a nice ride. It was a good day. It was a good time. A lot of rain on the way home, but
all righty. Well, I'll get up with you tomorrow morning and get me to where I'm losing like 50% of the people with it. Ciao for now. Have a good night. Save yourself. Talk to the water. Thank you.
Have a
trigger. All the best. The newbie net will begin in 10 minutes. NY1 US bar node 420675 in South Wales, New York.
KD2SQB ELI, your radio's coming in good.
Hey, that's I'm getting very low audio on the echo link, but that's good. Thanks for the report.
ELI, this is SQB again. You are somewhat noisy, just so you know, but you're coming in clear into the air as well. Over.
The newbie net will begin in 5 minutes.
Roger that.
ELI, WD2KAO, good evening, Jeff. Are you at the cottage?
ELI, good evening, Jim. Yes, I am at the cottage. Hopefully, my sound quality is good enough for
that. Yeah, there's the noise floor, I think, is, you know, slightly elevated. Noise floor is up and down like a yo-yo at this site because there's so much industry nearby and whatever, but you have a very readable signal. You'll be fine.
What changed it? Because for the longest time the receiver was solid as a rock. I know you had the problem there. Is it equipment that you have now or something else changed?
Yeah, we have Mike KQSHN from Arkansas. Oh no, it's the same equipment, and most of the time the system hears very well, but it's hard with so much RF on the tower and so much industry nearby. It's hard to predict what the noise floor is going to be at any given time.
Sure. Well, what they do, we would hope for the net.
They'll be standing by for the net. And Mike, KQSHN, good evening to you and welcome. And stand by for net, Mike.
QSL, thank you, Timmy. Good evening, sir. Good to hear you. Great to be here. KQSHN, Arkansas, standing by for the net.
WQELF, this is Farming. I am coming in so clear.
Pretty sure I'm clear.
I got Mike. This is the NY1 US Altar node 420675 in South Wales, New York.
Is this frequency in use? I think calling all amateurs. Welcome to the Thursday night easy deck. This is your next troll station, Ron. My call sign is W2ELF. And I'll serve as your next control station for this evening. This match, every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. local time on the WBCKA over here, operating on 444.85 megahertz with a PL tone of 110.9. We are also live on Echolink node 78007, as well as the All-Star node 45140. This set is a casual, zero-pressure, weekly meeting focused entirely on welcoming and supporting you, as well as the industry, as well well as experienced operators. Whether you got your license yesterday or been off the air for a few years, you're and are looking to get restarted. This is a safe zone. There is absolutely no silly questions here, and a strict radio etiquette is not required. This is a learning experience for all of us. Let's start here and get comfortable with being on the air. We are also explicitly welcoming security team perspectives and access owners to share their knowledge. Before we take any second, is there any priority, emergency, or medical traffic that needs to be broadcast? Please call net control now. We'll go ahead and acknowledge our phone net controller, K-E-2-E-L-I, Jeffy, so much for logging in the background. We'll see if you can answer questions here as well. But before we get started, let's start with our mobile stations and portable stations. Are there any mobile and portable stations that you'd like to check in? Please call, which is called by Flight 1 Connectly.
With my son, W2BMK, but I just got back from vacation, and was up near the Thousand Islands area, and I love being on the water. I think a lot of us do, whether it's, you know, on Lake Ontario or the ocean. I got lucky. I caught some tropospheric dubbing and was able to get out, you know, 90-plus miles with it just an HT and stuff. So a lot of fun, you know, whether I get the freshwater amplifier or if I get the saltwater amplifier. But that said, I was thinking about it during the nap. As much as I like being on the water, it tends to present challenges. There's usually people around that can get in the way, or wind can sometimes be an issue. I like operating portable in the woods a lot. I've realized, you know, trees are nice masks, and usually when you're in the woods, you're not getting bothered by people, or you don't got to worry about people tripping over your coax or stepping on your radios and stuff. Locally, one place, there are two places I like quite a bit, which have, you know, openings, but you know, somewhat wooded too, is Bear Hill off of Canandaigua Lake, which is a Poda and a Soda Summit, and then Harriet Hollister Spencer State Recreation Area down overlooking Honey Oil Lake is another great spot. That's 2,000 feet of elevation. Bear Hill 1,500 feet, and as much as I like getting the ducking, when I'm on Lake Ontario, being up high has its advantages for sure. That and that, and see you again.
Checking in, Mike, and thanks for sharing your favorite spots. Definitely haven't been to either of those, and I'm going to put both of those on the list. And when I set those up, get a little elevation by high. All right, let's go. We're bringing Lee in, 82TXD. Lee, tell us, if you like to operate outdoors, do you operate outdoors, the question, and then if so, what is your favorite place to do so? Lee, come on in.
Recheck, H2SHN. Echolink is back up. It caught on me twice. Roger, hey, good evening all on the net. This is Kilo 2 Sierra Hotel November. Mike in Western Arkansas, don't let the zoo call fool you. Yes, I am originally from Henrietta, New York, and some of you here may have known Dad and Grandpa, like Finney, good longtime friend of the family. Currently 101, feels like 108 in Arkansas. By golly, it's warm here, guys. Hot and dry. Hot and dry, going to be that way for about another 7 days. Operating outdoors, I did enjoy doing some field day activities back home in New York as well as here in Arkansas, but with my health now and the heat and humidity in Arkansas, don't operate as much outdoors. Do enjoy working the POTUS, sideband and CW with the Hot Water 99 and the Hot Water 101 here in the shack, keeping it a little old school like Dad and Grandpa back in the day. As far as operating outdoors, my live more mobile across the country as I'm a retired truck driver and did enjoy being mobile 18 wheels, and you'd be surprised how many AM operators come back and talk to you mobiling along 18 wheels across the country, and had a lot of great fun doing that. And yes, my truck had a chicken bend radio too, but it was sure a lot of fun when I had a little time off or doing a reset to be able to sit back with the radio on the back of the truck and just work the world. Definitely a good time from all across the country. Got to go pick the XYL up shortly, guys. I'm glad the internet came back up for me to jump in. Take care. We'll look forward to doing it again. Greetings from a warm and sultry western Arkansas, Kilo 2, Sierra Hotel, November.
2075 in South Wales, New York.
November, Mike, thanks for connecting in. And, wow, definitely being cool out there. And thanks for sharing about you motoring across the country and all the money you had. All right. Let's double check. We got Kilo Echo 2, India, November, Sierra. Are you out there? Hey, nothing heard. Let's jump down to Kilo 2, Sierra, Quebec. Bravo. Dan, are you out there from Benzaport?
W2ELS, this is KV2SUV. Yes, I'm here. And I'm in my favorite place where I'm passing right now, in my driveway, in front of my garage, and walking neighbors walk down. I'm outside almost all the time. Most of my garage has me outside, but I don't want to be in the house anymore. I'm happy. My second favorite place is I have the radio on, going in my car. something wants to make some business. That's about it. So I'll turn it back over to you. KG2SUV clear.
KG2SUV, Dan, thanks very much for sharing about your garage, outdoor, as well as your charging operation. We can definitely do that. If you can't see turns on the air, thanks for checking in, Dan. Before we take more seconds, KG2SUV, are you out there? Alright, so let's go ahead and open up some more check-ins. This is WCGL, that's your guy, control operator. If you're asking a question of the evening, but before we ask you, Sumner is here at the bottom of the list. If anyone wants Sumner to check in, it's being Sumner now, qualified twice, and once for that, please.
We also do Hotel Series Yankees, WA2H01.
I don't know about your night. Do you have any last words for the day? Mitchell, you